Charles Kaiser is a former reporter who wrote for the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. For his new book, The Gay Metropolis, Kaiser used his interviewing skills to construct a sweeping oral history of gay life in New York City over the past 50 years. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Charles Kaiser's new book, The Gay Metropolis, is the kind of vast, entertaining, and inspiring work of oral history that you'd expect a Studs Terkel to write, if Studs Terkel were gay. I feel safe, by the way, in assuming that Studs is straight, because he's not mentioned in The Gay Metropolis, a book that seems to give voice to almost every gay man, great and small, revered and reviled, who made an impact on queer life in the latter half of the 20th century. Gore Vidal, Roy Cohn, and Moss Hart, who knew, rub shoulders with the semi-anonymous likes of Otis Bigelow, hailed by his many male admirers as the best-looking man in Manhattan in the 1940s. We readers are treated to gossipy anecdotes about bacchanalian gay nightlife in the 1970s, including a very funny story about Bob Dylan manipulating the language of gay liberation in order to talk his way into a gay club just to use the men's room. We're also humbled by the acts of courage Kaiser recounts, such as Truman Capote's lonely bravado in publicly denouncing J. Edgar Hoover as a killer fruit. The gay metropolis itself is gay in both senses of the word. Not only does it build on other respected works of gay history, like Coming Out Under Fire by Alan Berube and Gay New York by George Chauncey, but it does so in an often effervescent, even cheeky style. Imagine taking a college-level social studies seminar taught by Paul Rudnick, and you'll get an idea of the book's tone. Kaiser mostly focuses on gay male life in New York City, the literal gay metropolis of the modern world. His history begins in the 1940s, when many bars in New York displayed signs that read, "If you are gay, please stay away." During World War II, Kaiser says, the United States Army acted as a great, secret, unwitting agent of gay liberation by creating the largest concentration of homosexuals within a single institution in American history. As he does throughout the book, Kaiser effectively dramatizes the impact of large-scale historical events through personal accounts. One of the most colorful testimonies in this section is that offered by Leo Altman, a young and, of course, closeted army captain who recalls discovering his first gay nightclub in Paris. "You walked in," he says, "and suddenly you realized the size of homosexuality. There were free Poles dancing with American soldiers. There were Scotsmen dancing with Algerians. I mean, there were men dancing with each other. I had never seen that before in my life. For me, it was sort of like a VE Day for gays, before the real VE Day." In general, the chapters of The Gay Metropolis that cover the 1940s through the 1960s are richer than its later sections on AIDS and gay legislation, primarily because the earlier material is less familiar and more shocking. In this, Ellen's much-heralded coming-out year, Kaiser performs a cautionary service by reminding his readers that only a few short decades ago, homosexuality was uniformly diagnosed by psychiatrists as a sickness. The mention of lesbians and gays in the newspapers was always in connection with crime, and women in New York City were legally required to wear at least one article of women's clothing whenever they appeared in public. As Kaiser and his interviewees vividly detail, World War II, the Kinsey Report, the pill, Broadway shows like The Boys and the Band, and most thrillingly of all, the Stonewall Riot, transformed the way society and gay men themselves understood their lives. Kaiser compares Stonewall's impact to the effect of the Six-Day War on Jews around the world. "For the first time," he says, "thousands of members of each tribe finally thought of themselves as warriors." Kaiser himself is a happy warrior in the ongoing struggle to redeem the promise of America, wielding his pen with an exuberance and outrageousness that would make Whitman smile.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Gay Metropolis by Charles Kaiser.